What do you call the heavy white mist that comes out of the river?
Fog.
Okay.
Happy about that.
If something is thick in the air so that you can't see ahead, you say the air is very
thick.
Okay. But if you're talking about that same white mist, you might say it's what kind of weather?
Foggy weather.
Okay. If no rain comes for weeks and weeks, we're having a what?
Dry spell.
You ever called anything else? If there hadn't been rain for a long time?
Drought. Could be called drought.
Okay. If the wind's been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger, you say it's doing what?
Getting windy.
Okay. If it's just the opposite, if it's been blowing very strong and it's getting weaker and weaker, you say it's doing what? If the wind has been really, really strong and it's getting weaker now.
Okay.
On a morning in the fall, when you first go outdoors, kind of like a day like today, if you would find it cold, but not disagreeably cold, if you could stand it, the kind of weather you'd like to be out in, you'd say this morning's rather, it was just colder than usual, but not unbearable.
Mild.
Okay. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers, you might say, last night we had a
frost.
Okay.
What we did.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? It was so cold last night, if it was this cold, and we had enough cold weather. It was so cold last night, the lake did what?
Froze over.
Okay. If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze.
Okay. It had blank before I got there. It had
fog.
Okay, but if it was freezing, what would you say?
Iced over for that.
Okay, it iced over. If you were going to use the word freeze, what would you say? It had what before?
Frozen.
Okay. What room do you call this room in your house? Here.
Den.
Okay. You ever call anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Speaking of how tall rooms are, you'd say this room is about, I guess about 7 foot high.
More than seven.
Well, about eight.
Foot.
But high.
Oh, high, eight feet.
8 feet high, okay. Now. A little bit later, I'm going to ask you, can you remember the house that you spent the longest part of your life in? Could you name the rooms in it? What kind of rooms it had? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, how about not this house, not the house you lived in after being married, but the house you grew up in?
House I grew up in.
Uh-huh. All right, what kind of rooms did it have? Because rooms are different today.
Oh, yes. Today. Uh-huh. Well, we usually had two bedrooms and what we called a front room then. We didn't have, some people called them parlors. We called ours a front room that we had where we took our company. Then we had a kitchen. Mm-hmm. And we usually cooked and eat in the kitchen when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And have dining rooms and things like to do now.
Okay. Yeah, so we had bedrooms and a kitchen and a front room. Where did you stay when you didn't have company? What room?
Well, we usually stayed in our bedroom.
Okay. How about porches and things
like
that?
We had porches. We've had front porches and back porches too. Sometimes had a well on our back porch.
Okay. Did